15-year-old Sebastian Davis is securing an aluminum rod to a part of a lathe machine in the high school shop. The teenager is interested in learning more about the huge machine, which turns metal so it can be carved and shaped. Davis starts up the motor, and wearing a face shield, slowly leans in and begins carving into the metal piece. Paying close attention to the progress is Bill Newman, a Petersburg shop teacher from decades ago. He's wearing a baseball cap and a red flannel shirt. The school purchased the lathe in the late 1980s, while Newman was still the shop teacher.
Well, I think it's called like an engine lathe. It's a big industrial type lathe, you know, that you'd see in a factory.
This lathe is for metal, but the teenager is also interested in woodworking. Davis has begun a new project of building a large doghouse in the next room. He walks me over to a pile of 6-foot-long alder logs that he's harvested.
So I'm making a little log cabin doghouse.
He says the house he is making is for his large dog, Millie.
Half German Shepherd, half Malamute. Then got a little sled over here that I position him in, then run that on the bandsaw, then make two sides flat so you can nice and level them up.
Shop class has interested Davis from the beginning. As a freshman, he built a fold-up wood stove for camping. He says he likes that shop is different than his other high school classes.
I'm not sitting down. I'm actually doing stuff with my hands and not listening to a teacher lecture us all day.
Newman, the former shop teacher, understands. He's taught the subject for 30 years. He retired from teaching in Petersburg in 1989.
Well, I loved it, and I feel that I got along very well with all my students. Like I said, I just loved being a shop teacher. It was so neat. Informalness of it, I guess. I don't think I could have been a classroom teacher, like a math or history teacher or something.
We did our welding.
Newman empties a plastic bag full of knives into a cardboard box.
I have no idea how many of them we made in here, but 500 maybe over the years, you know. Just kids loved making them. It was a great project. This is one I think I carried for years and years, deer hunting and gutting out deer and that. I mean, we used them, and the kids all used them.
Newman's students also built and sold smokehouses for years.
We mass-produced those, and we sold them as quick as we could build them. And I'll bet we made over a number of years, probably 100 smokehouses, and they're still around town.
Back at the lathe machine, Newman monitors Davis's work.
Yeah, I think that would be just if you wanted to cut a square shoulder, you know, on something. But I think the round nose, just for roughing it down.
Okay.
One of Newman's favorite projects as a teacher was helping his class build a mini log cabin out of alder, complete with windows and furniture. Now he will get a chance to see that kind of project come together again as Davis pursues his log cabin doghouse. The idea to bring the two together was the current shop teacher's, Dave Owens.
I thought, what a great opportunity. We've got a young guy who's interested in this. Sebastian has a lot of skills, a lot of talents, just working with his hands and watching him take on that project, and he wants to do it right. So it just seemed like a natural connection to bring the two of them in.
Newman has visited the school shop over the last 27 years that he's been retired, maybe a few times a year. But now he says he plans to make it a regular habit. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.